2013 was a busy year for Vice President Biden. He was President Obama's point man on gun control. He traveled widely pushing for infrastructure spending. And he recently returned from a trip to Asia, where he met with the leaders of China, Japan, and South Korea. In 2014, Biden may face an even busier schedule as he stumps for Democratic congressional candidates in advance of November's midterm elections, and as he considers another run for president himself, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
From the start of his association with President Obama, Joe Biden made clear he didn't want a ceremonial role as vice president, but wanted to serve as a key advisor, using his wide-ranging experience as a 36-year veteran of the Senate. Ted Kaufman, who for many years was Biden's chief of staff and then his temporary successor in the Senate, says it's a role that has worked well for Biden and Obama.
I think of the plan that he and the president came up with originally, he's really playing out, and that was that when the president asked him to run, was that he would be the last person talking to the president. And that's worked out very well. It's worked out well for the president. It's worked out for him.
But not everything worked out for Biden or the president this year. Biden's highest profile assignment was leading the administration's effort to win new restrictions on gun purchases in the wake of last December's shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. But the measure failed in the Senate. Biden, however, vowed to press on.
We need to make sure the voices of those we lost are the loudest ones we hear in this fight. We need to make sure that everyone in the country knows that this fight isn't over. Far from it.
While gun control was a loss for the administration, it nonetheless gave Biden a prominent role on an issue important to his party's base. And that, along with his meetings with foreign leaders, his role as an emissary and negotiator with Congress, and the fact that he is sitting vice president, puts him in a good position were he to run for the White House a third time. Elaine Kmark is a senior fellow at Brookings who served as a staffer to Vice President Al Gore.
I think it should set him up well. He is clearly one of the most capable and experienced vice presidents that we've had. He's had a huge role in foreign policy right from the beginning of the administration.
The problem, of course, for Biden is that Hillary Clinton is also being urged to run for the Democratic nomination in 2016, and at the moment she seems to be the overwhelming first choice among party loyalists. President Obama has vowed to remain neutral in a potential nomination battle between his vice president and his former Secretary of State, and no one knows for sure at this point if either of them will run, or whether if Clinton does, Biden will then challenge her. Ted Kaufman says the vice president has a complicated decision ahead of him.
It's like not three-dimensional chess, it's like six-dimensional chess in terms of all the options. And clearly Hillary Clinton, who's, I'm a big fan, he's a big fan, a big friend, I think that'll be one of the considerations. But I think really the primary thing is, what does he want to do? And what does the family want to do?
Biden has a loyal network of supporters in places like Iowa, where he attended Senator Tom Harkin's annual steak fry this past fall. Jeff Link is a Democratic strategist in Iowa, which holds the nation's first presidential caucuses. He says Biden would start with huge advantages in the state.
He has a group of friends around the state that have been with him since 1987, and they are diehard Joe Biden friends. They're not just political friends. They're not just political organizers. They are part of the Biden family. And, when you have that deep a tie to people around the state, I think it matters.
It may be a year from now or more before Biden makes his future intentions known. For now, he's playing his cards close to his vest. He told GQ in a recent profile, "I can die a happy man, never having been president of the United States," adding, "but it doesn't mean I won't run." Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.